Police Commissioner Anthony Batts tried to be clear about this criminal investigation process. Last week, he tried to break it down again.
Step one of us gathering information. Step two is taking it to the state's attorney's office for them to look at our interviews and our investigation. I'm sure they're going to have questions and they're going to send us back out to re-interview people.
Batts said he would release his department's findings on Gray's death to state's attorney Marilyn Mosby on May 1st. But that due date gave many people the idea that the police report would bring answers to the public, like Councilman Carl Stokes.
There have been expectations built up that Friday would be a judgment day of sorts. And it's not going to be a judgment day, actually. It's going to be the police turning its report over to the state prosecutor and the state's attorney, and then the state's attorney doing their due diligence to decide whether they bring charges or not.
Taylor Graham, 29, was handing out food at the Lillian Jones Rec Center. It's close to the CVS on North and Pennsylvania Avenues that was burned and looted Monday night. Local groups, including the NAACP, set up a food distribution center there so people who once got their groceries from CVS won't need to go far. Graham works in construction and says he's confused.
If you're not privy to the, you know, judicial system, then you may be thinking one thing, but you don't actually know the protocol for it. So I do think it's confusing to the people.
Well, it's no surprise. For the community like this, we kind of used to things like that. So any expectations for them doing anything right?
Brian Noakes, 49, lives in Sandtown, Winchester.
This got to be more forward with the public than they are.
But he says he hasn't lost all hope.
Maybe if they get this out of here and get the report and get it out right, maybe we can get something going.
Billy Murphy, the lawyer for the Gray family, says they want the case to be rock solid, and so they're being patient as the process takes its course. State's Attorney Mosby needs to digest the report, he says. The day it was delivered wouldn't be a day of reckoning.
Friday is just another day in the investigation that we hope will be concluded expeditiously, but not rushed.
Mosby's office issued a statement confirming it had received the report, but said the results weren't new to us. It said prosecutors had been briefed regularly by police and were conducting their own investigation as well, and asked the public to remain patient and peaceful and to trust the process of the justice system. As for the police department, Batts says they are ready to work with Mosby and follow every lead. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.